Hollywood, often considered the epicenter of cinema, finds itself scrutinized with the release of American Fiction, a satirical film directed by Cord Jefferson. Beneath its comedic exterior, the movie tackles a profound and intricate issue, the marginalization of Black artists and the stereotypes they are compelled to adopt. Cord Jefferson, with a notable filmography that includes Succession, Watchmen, The Watchers and The Good Place, presents a scathing critique of the entertainment industry. He reflects upon personal experiences where, despite his acknowledged prowess, he often felt pressured to craft Blacker characters. The film, adapted from Percival Everett's novel Erasure, translated to effacement for the French audience, showcases Thelonious Ellison, portrayed by Jeffrey Wright. This once promising writer, confronting a demanding and stereotyped industry, produces a novel replete with clichés. To his astonishment, it garners overwhelming success. Ellison's journey mirrors the constrictive and occasionally outlandish expectations Hollywood and the publishing sector set for Black authors. Themes such as slavery and drug cartels often appear to be the sole narratives proposed to Afro-American or Latino talents. The film, while maintaining its light and humorous tone, has garnered acclaim from critics. It clinched the Audience Award at the Toronto International Film Festival, hinting at a potential Oscar triumph. Movies like Slumdog Millionaire, The King's Speech, and Green Book, Driving the Southern Roads followed a similar trajectory to success. Through American Fiction, Jefferson raises a pivotal question: why is the narrative diversity available to people of color in Hollywood so restricted? Adding to the film's allure is an exceptional cast, including notable actors such as Wright, Casino Royale, Westworld, and Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Waves, showcasing their comedic flair. Jefferson concludes on a hopeful note, stating, "In today's world, if we fail to find ways to laugh and enjoy, then all is lost." It's a poignant reminder that humor can often be the best defense against adversity.